You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Google DeepMind's recent announcement of VO2, which is their answer to Sora. It's a video generation AI video generation software that is supposedly capable of generating 4K footage with excellent physics. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So, as you know, we have had over 250 people join the school community. This is a place that does a couple things. If you've ever wanted to either start an online side hustle to make some extra money, this is a great group for you. Or if you currently have a business and you want to help grow and scale your business, we have dozens of free to paid different strategies for using AI to grow your business. So we have a whole section in our classroom all about that that we'd love to cover for you. The school community right now, last week it was $100 a month. For Christmas, we're doing a Christmas special where it is only $19 a month. If you get locked in at $19 a month, we will never raise the price on you. You can get locked in at that price. In the future, we'll probably bump it up again to $100. We do this, we're always increasing the price. So if you get locked in at $19, you can stay there. Again, last week it was $100. So this is a massive drop in the price. It's like 80% off. So we would love to have you join it at $19 a month and join the AI Hustle School community. Incredible stuff going on. All right, let's get into what Google is doing over with Google DeepMind's new tool. So the tool is called VO2. Jamie, you're in the video space. Tell us a little bit about, I guess, what's most interesting or exciting to you based off of what they're able to do here.
Yeah, so last week we talked about how OpenAI released Sora to a select number of people. And there was a video we watched, and the person, MKBHD, actually, he was talking about some of the limitations, and one of them being the physics. And he gave the example of him jumping to catch a frisbee, and it was supposed to be image to video generation, and it had no idea what to do with the physics or which way his body was supposed to be moving. And so that's kind of been one of the limitations with AI generated video. Apparently they're solving that issue, or at least working towards it. So it looks pretty cool there. You know, some of the demo footage is showing like a car doing a burnout on the street at night. It seems like there's some really cool things. It seems like it's very controllable. It's claiming to be more controllable than VO version 1. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it's looking pretty good.
So something that I was really excited about with this, they said, they're claiming anyways, they give a bunch of like cherry picked videos to TechCrunch. They put it all in an article and stuff. So you can kind of see it there, but we don't actually have our hands on with it. And I always am skeptical, and will always tell people to be skeptical if you can't actually get your hands on with it. Because, even if you're going to, like, for example, Sora.com, all of the cherry picked videos there look absolutely incredible. But like Jamie mentioned, Marcus Brownlee's video was, had a bunch of issues with it. So you really want to be able to get your actual hands on it, because sometimes the demos can be, look overly good. Okay, that disclaimer out of the way. Something that they said that it is very good at is realistic model motion for fluid dynamics. So pretty much that means, coffee being poured into a mug, syrup being poured onto pancakes, all of that liquid. Now, what's interesting to me about that is I'm pretty sure that, what is it? Is it Runway that said, like, that they're telling everyone that they're really good at doing that as well? Like it's like Runway it's Runway. If you go to the homepage, it's like runway.ml. They have like a bunch of demo videos, and literally one of their demo videos is like a whole bunch of paint being dumped on top of a statue. So Runway apparently has said, you know, that they've solved this liquid problem as well. It's a very tricky problem to solve, but it's impressive. Google's working on it. I'm not sure who's better because, you know, it's not out yet. Google's example videos also seem kind of low quality. And that kind of put me off because I'm like, oh man, like not another one of these like low quality GIF generators. But that might just be the videos that they picked, because apparently in Google's experimental video creation tool, VideoFX, that is, you know, that VO2 is now available in, you can create up to 720p, 8-second long videos. But they're saying that the model, so they're essentially capping that. That's all you can generate with it right now. So it's kind of like people have early access. That's not everybody. We don't have it. But apparently the model's capable of doing 4096 by 2160. So pretty much 4K video, and they can be up to 2 minutes long. So to that's me, crazy. That's really exciting. That is, you know, four times the resolution and over six times the duration of OpenAI's Sora model. Again, though, they're just saying it can do that. In the current test, it's not actually letting people do that, even in this early access thing. So I think until actual people can get their hands on with it, I wouldn't like say, oh, you know, like Google's completely smoking OpenAI, because, you know, it's not publicly available yet.
Yeah. And one of the, you know, because all the clips that they're showing, the samples, are actually GIFs. And so it says that there's some compression artifacts that were introduced when it was converted to a GIF. So I don't know. I guess I believe that. But at the same time, you know, 720p resolution isn't quite that impressive. It's not really usable in video production, you know, at this point. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes. But
yeah,
it must just be demos. Is it a processing? Is it a processing and energy issue? Why they're not allowing people to do the full resolution?
So one thing that I will say is that even OpenAI Sora, they're doing it by credits, and it is incredibly expensive. If you pay them $200 a month for OpenAI Sora, at like, you know, the highest 1080p, if you're going to try to generate, I think, a 30-second video, you can generate like five of them for $200 or something like that. Oof, I don't know. It's not like a lot. So I think they're really expensive to generate. So they end up doing low quality. But like, what I don't understand is, if your model is really impressive and can create really high quality stuff, why would you make low quality GIFs? Why wouldn't you just share, like, why don't you, like, as if Google cares about $200, as if Google cares about like $100,000. This should have wasted $100,000 to make 10 absolutely mind-blowing 4K clips and just shared those videos with people to embed and stuff. I think that would have been better, because they're like turning them into GIFs and making it look like the old quality, low quality kind of runway stuff. So theoretically they're really good, but yeah, I agree with you. It's a little bit off-putting to just see kind of low quality GIFs and then be like, but we can do 4K video, don't worry, you know?
Right. It's like, well, can you, or yeah, what am I supposed to do with this? But
TechCrunch did note that they have this video of like a car driving, and they said that it is a weirdly slippery road in the footage. Also, the pedestrians in the background are kind of blending into each other, and the buildings were physically impossible facades. So there is definitely some issues that they haven't solved. I think it's impressive that they're working on it. They are building some cool stuff. This is Google. They have a lot of money. But I think that like Runway might be, you know, kind of at the front of the pack with as far as quality goes. Sora is coming up. And I was recently talking to a friend that said he's already seen like tons of YouTubers with like the OpenAI logo in the bottom corner of the video. So a bunch of YouTubers are already using Sora. It's probably the most widely available. So I think this is what a lot of people are using. I'm not sure which one's better, Runway or Sora. I've heard people argue it both ways. There's Pika Labs or some others, but I think that Google's probably at the back of the pack with their video, but who knows? I mean, they're putting in some a good fight, and hopefully that they'll you know, they'll get caught up soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still looking for you know, Adobe to come out with a sweet plugin that works great. I think they were working on one, or they announced one. Do you remember that, Jaden? But anyhow, I'm excited to see actual utility. Adobe, didn't they have some kind of a plugin for Premiere?
Yeah. Adobe's working on some video AI video stuff. I haven't tried it, but
that to me would be exciting because of the utility of it. You know,
Adobe Firefly. Google,
yeah, that's what it is. Yep. A lot of Google stuff that they release, it seems like, are more just for the novelty of it when it comes to at least like the image generation and stuff. But I could feel, I could see, you know, if Adobe integrated it, it would be a lot more useful to me, at least.
Yeah. Adobe, like everyone else, kind of drives me crazy. You can sign in to join the wait list. It looks cool, but again, selectively edited or selected clips that you got to join the wait list. I don't know. I hope that these things get more available, but they are really expensive. I will say that. So it'll be interesting to see where all of this AI in video goes. There's so many different side hustles you can do with this, from faceless YouTube channels that I've seen people making hundreds of thousands of dollars doing, to clips channels, to B-roll in your own videos, becoming a YouTuber, or even as a podcast. There's so many different things you can do with AI generated videos. So it's interesting to see Google jumping in. And again, you don't have to wait for Google. If you're interested, you can literally get started today with OpenAI's Sora.com, and it's, you know, ready to be used. So it's totally possible to start generating videos right away and making some really impressive stuff. So anyways, if you enjoyed the podcast today, if you learned anything new, the number one thing that Jamie and I would really, really appreciate is a review on the podcast. We read them all. We really appreciate them wherever you get your podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. It has a Christmas special of only $19. We dropped the price from $100 a month, and you can lock in that price forever. So if you're interested, links in the description, and we will catch you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.